I was good, bro. I was just checking in with you.
What's good, bro? Checking in with you. Another week, first official pilot, you know.
First official pilot, bro. We here. We at it.
Yeah. So, shit, bro. You know how I like to do. I like to jump right into it, bro. So, yeah. Go ahead and hit me with something, bro. What's good? What's going on?
I got you, man. I figure for the pilot, bro, I figure it's only right. Like, the little intro we did, you know, we kind of just introduced the pod and everything, but we ain't get too much background into, like, us. Like, even how the, like, pod came together, even why we felt like we would be a good fit to do the pod. I mean, we go back, bro. I mean, like, for people that don't know know us, like, we go back. At this point, it's, what, end of this year going to be 11? And this year going to be 11 years, beginning of high school. So, but it's just, I think what's wild though is, and we just talked about this the other day, like in our group, and for y'all that don't know, like our group of friends from like back home from the mill, it's like eight, like the consistent group, at least, is like eight.
It's a solid eight to 10,
somewhere in there. Yeah. But like everybody in the group kind of got like, everybody cool, but it's like that one, two that through whatever, you know, dudes just like, just close with. And so Pat definitely, like, you know, is one of those two for me. And man, it's just crazy because, like, the more we talking, the more I be thinking about it, our relationship is like went through a lot, like, just between us growing and evolving and just like becoming men, like our relationship definitely had its moments where, like, it was never like super super long, but we definitely had moments where, like, it wasn't that we didn't rock with each other. We just like needed space. We just need to like take a little time, which I don't know if niggas talk about that or if niggas address like when that happens or how they manage that. But yeah, I mean, I guess we can just kind of take them through it, bro. We ain't got to go through everything. But I mean, what was your first? I'll start with this though. What was your first impression of me when you met me in high school for the first time?
Bro, you know, I smoke a lot of weed. high school shit. Let's see. Quals in high school. No. All right. So first impression. I mean, like, shit, she was cool. Like, I ain't really think too much about anybody in high school, bro. For real. For like, because you gotta think, like, most people is like, shit, if you ain't know Pat, you just ain't know him. And then if you did know him, if you did hear of him, you probably was hearing of me through like Twan or something. So like most people was like, yeah, no, my nigga Pat. Like, I think that's how I even met you. Like, after school and shit like that. Twan was just standing with you, like, oh yeah, this quad is packed. Shook up, like, oh, all right, bro, it's good. Like, then niggas kind of pretty much just been rocking since then. Like,
damn near. Yeah,
so I'm Twan. Like,
yeah, Twan was the
so
link.
I'm like, bro. Bro. But ever since then, bro, I'm like, I met you. Where was we at? In the basement of King, bro. After school, basically, the kid after school, I met you with this shit. We just been cool ever since. Like, but I'm like, shit, when I first met you, start kicking around with you, I'm like, this nigga cool, nigga. He be on some like super sensitive shit sometimes. He a cool nigga.
I was always sensitive, bro. I was always like, I was in my chest about a lot. Like, I'm still sensitive. Like, I ain't in my chest as much. I was in my chest back in school, like, a lot. Like, about a lot of shit. And it was just, but what was wild though was you was just so cool about everything. And you still to this day, you did not care. Like, you, everything was just like, oh, what's good, bro? Yeah, I mean, shit, it's whatever, honestly. Like, about whatever the situation was, it did not matter. And I was just like, bro, how's this nigga so chill?
Can't get too high, can't get too low, bro.
I was like, how's this nigga so chill, bro? But I would rock because I'm like, bro, it was mellow to me. And as somebody who really wasn't, like, I knew I wasn't a mellow person. So I was like, dang. Like, I was like, y'all respect that. Like, I wish I was more mellow. I wish shit didn't, like, not even that shit didn't get to you. I just wish I handled it a little bit better on some, like, kind of not let it phase me, but also, like, just not react to everything the way that I did when I was younger. But, yeah, that was crazy. But, nah, man, high school was a wild time. You being so removed now, how you feel about, like, high school, especially in comparison to college, like, would you go back? Would you do high school over?
If I could, I would have applied myself more in high school. I ain't gonna lie. If I could if I could go back and do anything like different in high school, as far as the girls, the parties, the way we was moving in high school, oh, that shit was cool.
Hey, nah, high school was a time, bro. High school,
oh, that shit was cool. I'm like, shit, niggas ain't even know about me. I'm silent sniper, but hey, you know, I'm gonna leave that quiet. But hey, I'm like, shit, high school was a time for sure. So I'm like, yeah, no, I wouldn't change, bro. I would just change the application for sure, because I'm like, that led to the way that I experienced college. Like, I know your experience was different because you was able to go off and go to school and shit like that. I could have, if I would have known to, you know, hey, bro, apply to 20 different schools, you know, but shit, niggas just ain't know. So that was my fuck up. But I would apply myself more and just did better in school. I'm like, shit, you know, niggas still graduated with like 3.2. But I could have had like that 3.6 and up.
Yeah. No, that's crazy. And that was, even talking about graduation, it's so wild because when we was all graduating, do you remember, State Fair? The last State Fair before niggas went to school?
And we all go?
Because we all went.
On that Sunday, right?
On that Sunday. And you remember what happened when like niggas like legit had to leave and like we knew niggas was leaving the next day? I don't know if you were still with us. It may not have been everybody once we left. I think it might have been like.
You know me back in the day. It was good, y'all. I'm going to kick it with y'all. All right, I got a call. I'm going to have to.
But, bro, it was like, I think it was me, Don, Ken. I want to say it was maybe like Nick or Fred, if not both of them. But, bro, that might have been like the first time, though, like that in front of everybody, like, niggas was like crying, like, damn.
Oh, no. I was there, bro, because Ken left the next day.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, bro. That was the first time, like, all of us together. It was just like, damn, like, niggas really, like, ain't finna be able to just call and be like, yo, let's ride out. Like, niggas actually about to be gone. And, like, Ken was leaving for, I think he went to Iowa that first year. Don went to Platteville. I was going to Missouri. And it was just like, it just felt like, damn, like, That was so weird for me, bro. And it was wild because it was just like, I really didn't know. Mind you, I wasn't going to school with nobody. Like, I'm going to Missouri. I'm like, I don't know nobody from the city that's there. I don't even know if it's going to be black people from Milwaukee there at all. I know how many black people is going to be at Mizzou. Like, I had no idea that the black, like, population and culture was what it was, like, when I got to Missouri. But, yeah, that was crazy, bro. But, like, I think I didn't even realize that we was that close damn near to, like, that day. Like, that just kind of, like, solidified a lot in terms of like, damn, I really like everybody, really family for real.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie, like, bro, the way that we stay so close, like, we as a collective outside of like me and you, of course, but as a collective, bro, the way we stay so tight knit within college, like throughout college, and now niggas done with college and we still good, like, everybody, we still solid. Like, niggas that had their little situations might scuffle, might have to fight, put a hole in the wall or some shit, you know.
So much, Don is never gonna lay that down, bro. He's never gonna lay that down.
Big Don,
bro.
Big Don has changed his life, though. So we gonna let him live. He didn't change his life.
Man, nah, so, bro. So many stories, bro. I'm trying to think. When was the first time? Like, not meaning you got into it, but when's the first time, like, me and you kind of had our moment? We was like, damn, I might be cool on him for, like, a couple weeks or some shit. Like, I might need to take a step back, you know, for some shit. I can't think of when the first time was. I don't know if it was in high school or college, though.
I feel like it would have been in college. I know, well, the only significant awkward moment that I remember is that shit, you know, when your stepmoms, they got, like, irritated with me or something. Or like one of your cousins or something that got like, oh, he rude. I was like, nah, that's just him. Like, he wasn't being rude.
I remember I had to tell him, I'm just like, I mean, I get that that's different, but like, he really don't mean nothing by it. I promise you. Like, if he was on that type of time, like, I wouldn't even like have him around the family like that if he just really was on some, you know, some rude shit. But I think anytime, but one thing about us though, I think one way or another, like, we always talk, though. I don't think we ever let too much, like, truly sit without addressing it for real. Never too long, because it was just, like, for me, it was always, like, one, I just always respected that, like, you were the same in every situation, whatever it was, even in a situation where you would come back, be like, yeah, that was on me, or that was some shit like I ain't throw out there at first. It was always the same, if not logic, the same like principle. Like you real big on principle, which I yeah. always respected. So it's just like it was always easy for me to either one, whether I was wrong or you was wrong or whatever the case may be, I could acknowledge like I know this what he stand on. So it was always easy for me to kind of at least have an idea of like what your perspective was on the situation or why you may have took something the way you did, which honestly made it easy for me to at least be able to have a conversation. It don't mean every conversation was easy. It don't mean it was times where I definitely had to swallow my pride to do it. But because of that principle and because I personally felt like it was never personal, like I don't feel like anything we ever clashed about or like, you know, had our little off vibe about was on something personal.
It was always on some like misunderstanding shit or like, oh, bro, I ain't know what you was on. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, it was always on some like, bro, like, I felt like you was on some shit like this, but you my nigga. So, like, I knew you wouldn't on that. So, I'm like, I gave you the respect and that to have a conversation. Like, all right, bro, it was good. Like, we got to talk, type shit. Like, it was good. But no, I'm saying, like, with you, bro, like, anytime I felt like we had a situation or, like, it was a situation where it was a misunderstanding or shit got weird or whatever, it was always a situation where I probably came off too aggressive or, like, because I know me, like, when I get to talking and shit sometimes, he's like, shit can come out real, like, damn, nigga, like, the fuck were you talking
like, if somebody don't know you, like, if somebody don't know you at all, like, they probably think you the most disrespectful nigga ever.
Yeah. And I get that, but it's all out of love, though. I'm just a blunt ass nigga. I really don't get no fuck. I have no filter. I'm blunt as fuck. And the first couple thoughts that come to my mind, I'm going to say them hoes. So it just be like that. But, you know, I know how to correct myself in the right settings, too, at the same time. But, yeah, bro. So it's like, with shit like that, I always knew it was like, oh, this nigga emotional. So in certain shit, I was like, all right, damn, I did say that shit kind of like, I need to hit this nigga and be like, yeah, let me hit this nigga and be like, hey, bro, when I said that shit, I ain't really mean it like that. Like, I was more so just trying to get my point across type shit. Like, I wasn't trying to be all like that, but yeah.
Yeah, hey, nah, but that below key, like, on some real shit, like, for me, I took that, and for me, it was like, yo, I feel like I needed that. I feel like I needed somebody, not somebody that just, because, I mean, you care, so it's not like somebody that don't care, but I needed somebody that kind of had that, as somebody who has, like, damn near too much filter sometimes, like I needed somebody with no filter, because I needed somebody to kind of challenge me not to not care, but to have a balance of knowing that, like, people going to have different opinions. Everybody ain't going to say some shit the way you like to hear it. Everybody, if that's your nigga, like, it always don't mean nothing. You got to know the difference between that's just how a nigga is. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, so for you, it got to a point where I'm like, it was very easy for me to like let things bounce off or laugh things off, even if it may have came off a certain way, or just know like that's how you talk. So it's really understanding what you mean when something come out. Like, you saying what you mean, but it's also like you not saying it with no ill intent. You not saying it to be rude or come at a nigga sideways. Yeah. You, like you said, literally like, yo, this was just the first thought. It's how I think. So, like, it come out this way. It come out this way because I think like that. But,
yeah. Because even, like, when, like, say you come to me advice or something, like, I'm going to give you tough love. Like, sorry, bro. You might need to hear this shit. Like, that just is what it is. I'm going to give you straight honesty. Like, you come to me in a situation like, hey, bro, I was doing this down the third. I think I da-da-da-da. And it's like, all right, bro. Yo ass is on some bullshit. Like, you really on some bitch-ass shit. Like, you really need to calm the fuck down and then focus on this shit. And it'd just come out like that. But it's like, I ain't trying to make you feel less than a man. I ain't trying to make you feel like a hoe. I ain't trying to make you feel like, damn, bro, who the fuck you trying to little boy? Like, hold on. Like, I'm a man too. Like, I ain't trying to make you feel like nothing. I'm your brother. As your brother, I'm supposed to hold you accountable. As your brother, I'm supposed to have your back and be like, hey, bro, you on some bullshit. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I look at all y'all niggas as my brothers. So it's like, shit, you know, I'm going to hold y'all niggas accountable. And I feel like, with the way I am and the way I be talking and shit like that, if I get that shit to anybody, I should be giving that shit to y'all niggas, you know, the people that I actually give a fuck about.
Yeah.
So no, that's why I be moving pepper.
That's mad real. But it was wild though, like whole time. Like your character development been crazy. Like whole time though, like seeing, cause like in high school, it was like you in high school was more so like you ain't had a filter, but there was still a part of you that kind of like didn't wanna. You was real. You was probably damn near like the last one to really kind of like for real open up. Like you kind of had your moments, but like yeah. there was a very distinct switch where you started being vulnerable with us, like as men. You like as a man, you were able to be vulnerable with us as opposed to like not on some like, oh, I'm trying to tell y'all about a shorty I'm dealing with, but like, yo, like I'm actually dealing with this right now, and this shit actually kind of fucking with me. Like I don't really know, like it's been like a rough stretch, a rough couple days or whatever. I don't really know how to manage this or handle this. And then even to see you go like in the stretches where like you was in a relationship like for a long time, you was rocking with somebody heavy, knowing how you was moving, you feel me?
Yeah.
It was like, okay, like, you know, we all getting grown in this bitch, actually, you know, making changes and shit. But somebody that I always like feel like it's an honor when you close enough with somebody to really have like a front row, maybe a second or third row seat to like them growing in life. Cause then you realize like not everybody is getting a chance to see that. Like it's some people that really see you in spurts.
Yeah,
really
no, see bro.
You like, yeah.
You gave me my look at my son moment too, bro. I ain't gonna lie. I had my look at my son moment. Look at my son. Look at him growing up.
I remember the text. I can't remember if it was 20. I think it was 20. It was either 23 or 24. I can't remember which birthday, but it was your message specifically where you said that damn near. You said it was 23 because I think I had just graduated. And I think you was just like, it was something along the lines of like, you know what, bro?
That was the year I came down there, right?
Yep. Yeah. Yep. You're hilarious. Yeah. You're funny as shit, actually. But no, it was just like, not even the first time, but like when it come from your niggas, like, and people you know who done, if anybody has seen you at your worst, when they acknowledge you in a like, in a high moment or just for a moment, you feel like you really made some growth. Like it always hit different. It always hit different when you know somebody saw everything. Like it ain't like somebody saw you in a space, ain't seen you for a couple years, didn't see you doing good. So like they just see the end result. Like, you know, you saw the grind of it all. So it hit different when you hear from your boys for sure.
Niggas definitely been here, bro. Like you said, 11 years, bro. So we didn't really seen like niggas grow up, like go through these different phases. And like we ain't even done. Like we all at 25. we all at 25 right now, bro. We still got way more time to go and develop and change and be like, damn, like, I can't wait to the day, like, me or, like, I want to say, like, Nick get kids. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be like, bro, like, Pat and Nick got kids? Like,
that's crazy. They're gonna be like, oh, y'all grown for real. Y'all is old.
No bullshit. Like, no bullshit.
That's crazy because it's three. It's three now. Three of us got one. It's
three.
It's only three,
Quan,
right?
Quan, E, Ken.
I think that's it, right?
That's it, right?
I think so.
I ain't gonna put kids on nobody else. I don't know. I think that's it. I think that's it.
But no, even that though, like even seeing the homies like we 25. So granted, like it happened and like they're all like great fathers, but like even to see that happen, it's just like, damn, like you know. When somebody close to you got one, not only even outside of the whole like, dang, like that's close to me, like I hope I ain't next. Yeah. But even just seeing your homie like even the way we seen all them change, like just from a perspective of like the way, and obviously it's gonna happen, you know, if you know when you have a kid and you're doing what you're supposed to do, but just seeing that change in them is like, cause everybody, you see a lot of dudes that don't make that change. You see a lot of people who don't like grow up and mature and like take care of their responsibilities. But they are. So like that's even like proud. Like I'm proud like to be their brother and call them a brother, knowing like that's what they standing on.
Yeah, for sure. Them niggas be grinding, like for sure. Like them niggas be grinding. I ain't gonna lie, bro. Like, I ain't gonna lie. Like seeing them niggas raise their kids and shit like that. I'm ready, bro. I'm ready.
I ain't gonna lie though.
Like, I'm ready, but like one of y'all females gotta like donate y'all eggs and shit like that. Like, I ain't really trying to be in a relationship and shit like that. I ain't really trying to deal with the attitudes and all that. Like, donate y'all eggs when you get little surrogate situation like that. and I could be a single father, and that'd be the whole situation.
so you'd rather do that than adopt.
Yeah, because I want it to be my kid, bro. Right.
I feel that.
I want it to be my kid. And I just don't want to deal with like irritating ass shit. So it's like, unless I don't know. But the chick I'm talking to, who knows? You know, she might pan out something nice. I don't know.
You never know. It's usually when you never know. That's when things seem to actually go right, you know, 9 times out of 10 at least. But yeah, bro. I mean, what else?
Nigga getting older, bro.
Yeah, I know. I feel that. I mean, I think I've always like mentally been in a space where like I would be willing to prepare for kids. Like, I don't think. I mean, like now, am I ready? Like, if it was to happen, like, I mean, financially is a different, you know, conversation. But like mentally, mostly from a standpoint of like being able to make that commitment, yeah, I'm ready for that, I would say, you know. But
I mean, I used to say that finance and shit, bro, but finances really ain't shit, but go get that shit and make that shit work.
Yeah, like, honestly.
Like, go get that shit and make that shit work. You got a kid at home, nigga. You got to get that shit.
You got to make it happen.
Like, it ain't no options. It ain't no choices. You got to go make that shit work. And I ain't going to lie, I really see that in like E for sure. Like, that nigga go start a business and have his own shop and be dealing with all that shit, maintaining his business, running all that shit, and be trying to take care of a little girl and shit like that. Like, I be having all the respect in the world for that nigga, for real, because it's like, bro, you really be going crazy with the hustling shit. That nigga fix your TV, put your car together, change your oil, nigga, he cut your lawn, come cook your food. And cut your hair, bro. Like, he come do all that shit because he don't care. He about a bag. He about his hustle, bro. And he about his kid. So it's like, bro, that shit crazy. I really respect that dad life, bro.
Nah, like, for real. I mean, we ain't even got to go into detail about it. But Ken, though, like,
yeah.
Ken a real nigga. That's all I'm going to say, bro. Like,
yeah, for sure. We can't go into detail about that situation. Yeah,
he a real nigga. But I think it's crazy because what has it been like? I mean, whether it's me personally or just the group in general, what has it been like or how?
Whoa, pause. Shout out my nigga Quan too. Sonny Jr. Yes,
Quan, sorry. Sonny Quan, Jr. Quan be
taking
shit too.
Quan be taking care of his kid too, bro. Quan definitely take care of his son.
Hey, Quan been off the grid low key.
I'm like, he be low as hell. All I ever see him do really is like send us little videos of Sonny and shit.
For sure.
Like, Mike get like a phone call or something. Like, what's good, bro? But besides that, like Sonny, right. That's what we be with.
Yeah, basically.
What was you saying though?
For sure. But yeah, how has like anybody either in particular or just a group in general, how have they or how have we inspired you? Or is there a specific way we've either inspired or motivated you to be working toward maybe who you are now, or even like who you are now? Like, is there something that you specifically kind of got or
take away from us? Just to like piggyback on that shit that she was saying earlier about how like you was saying like he was basically proud of like, you know, the development and shit that I had. Well, all of us, not just me specifically, but like all of us had like, you know, had throughout time and shit like that from high school in the beginning. It's like, shit, bro, like the only reason that happened or the only reason I was able to open up and shit like that is because like I'm around all y'all. And it's like, all right, I done watched all y'all. Like, I ain't gonna lie. Like, well, for people that don't know, like I'm pretty much the group's like I don't even know like what to call me. Like, like therapist. Like, I don't know. Like,
I mean, I think you're definitely the, I don't know what word we would use, but like, if for lack of a better word, we can go with therapist, but like the group definitely comes to you.
Yeah. So it's like being that for like the group and shit like that. It's like, I hear a lot of shit. I know a lot of shit. And then we have moments just as a group to where we broke down and like, hey, bro, this going on. Or, hey, bro, real shit. Like, I came from this. Or, hey, bro, like we had moments like, moments where me and Ken, you know, almost got shot that one time walking home and shit like that. Or like, you know, moments where like we didn't have just real life situations go on and shit like that. So it's like, all right, bro, like we just lived through some shit. Like, I feel like you my brother. Like, y'all niggas will go to war for me. Like, I feel like I can go to war with y'all. Like, I feel like, you know, like, it's real, like, ride or die situation type shit. Like, if it come down to it and shit like that, we gonna ride. You know what I'm saying? So that's really like what made me feel like I could open up and shit like that. And then I forgot the other half of your question, to be honest, bro.
It was really just from a standpoint of like if it was something like
who was the most inspirational or whatever? All of us, bro. Like, because at this point, it's like I look around, it's like, damn, Ken went and did that Nation shit for real. I look at you and I'm like, damn, this nigga Quaz went back to school and all that shit. I look at Don saying shit. I'm like, damn, Don went back to school and all that shit. Like, then that nigga coaching, he went straight from football being the man on the field to being one of like, what is he like, one of the only black coaches at his school and shit like that. So like, like, bro went crazy with that shit. Nick on the come up with this trucking company shit, like, bro going crazy. Real got the brand and shit like that. E got the shop and shit like that. How can I look around at all my niggas and all my niggas doing something like that? You know what I'm saying? All my niggas doing something. Even niggas that's working regular jobs, they working hard. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, we got niggas in the group that's working regular jobs or doing regular shit, but they working hard. They not doing nothing but work. You know what I'm saying? They hustling. Yeah. They got a plan. They got goals and shit like that. They want to quit and do some other shit in a few years or something like that. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I look at everybody and I'm inspired. Like me, like, shit, I ain't gonna lie, y'all niggas inspired me to finish school. Cause it was a point where I was like, yo.
I remember.
This shit is, woo, like, nigga ain't really, like, I ain't gotta finish this shit for real, bro. Like, I can go hustle real quick. Like, fuck school, I'm about to go hustle. What I gotta go hustle for, bro? like, nigga did that shit. Like, I ain't even gotta go do that shit. Like, I'm trying to be schoolboy. I'm trying to do some other shit. Like, trying to be professional and shit like that. So it's like, y'all real life inspired a nigga for real, bro. Like, it just watching y'all niggas, talking to y'all niggas, like, just seeing the development for real, bro. And then being able to grow based off of that, like, within myself. Like, I was able to look at y'all and be inspired, but I was able to also be like, all right, it's okay to grow. Because even with that, back to that opening up shit with y'all and shit like that, I grew up thinking that shit was gay. Be honest, like, that's why it took me so long to, like, that's why it took me so long to be able to, like, all right, I'm gonna talk to y'all. In my household, bro, shit, I'm just be real, bro. In my household, bro, me and my pops ain't get along. Me and my pops can't have a fucking conversation to this day, bro. Like, me and my pops can't have a conversation for longer than 5 minutes. I say 5 minutes without us fighting, bro. Or without us getting into it, or one of us getting irritated, or, you know, us being like, all right, bro, fuck you. Like, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, growing up like that, bro, I would listen. Like, I was very observant. But it's like, all right, too much talking and shit like that, then niggas don't want to fight, or I'm going to have to fight. And, like, I ain't really got the energy to be doing that shit every day. Or, damn, there's six other niggas in this group. I really do not feel like fighting all six of y'all. So it's like, shit, I was just being observant. Granted, I didn't think y'all was on that or nothing there. Like, granted, it wouldn't have turned like that, but still, that's just my mindset. Like, all right, well, shit, bro, like, you can't really open up or say how you feeling or whatever, because niggas might judge you, or niggas might be like, all right, well, I don't really get no fuck, or nigga might say the wrong thing, then you be ready to fight. So yeah, bro, that's where that shit just came from, bro.
Bro, that's crazy. Cause one, I remember one of the conversations we had where you was like, bro, look, like, my credits is fucked. Like, it ain't even on some, like, I don't want to. It's just like, bro, the way it's set up, it just don't even seem like it's worth it right now. And I remember just saying, bro, like, just finish. Like, just, like, figure it out. Like, talk to you guys, talk to, just get the degree. Just cause society done made it where they make it so difficult, you know, for niggas, like, if you don't got it. So if you don't already started the process. Like, I ain't saying there ain't gonna be no BS along the way, but, like, I really did want y'all to finish for sure. Like, all, like, everybody, and they did. Everybody that went, you know what I'm saying? And so, but then even after that, like, especially to the open up piece, it's crazy, like, seeing what you'll call me about, like, me specifically, at least, like, what you'll call me about now, or what you'll hit the chat with, versus, like, what you would have attempted to call or hit the chat with, like, 3-4 years ago, you know, like, just
to my hoes.
Even not even on hoes, but like, I'm sorry.
Are you saying my mindset?
Yeah. I'm saying, like, you know, we'll have conversations now, even more specifically, like, we may have a conversation.
Oh, you saying how I get what you're saying. Yeah. When I be checking niggas over the ignorant shit.
Yeah. And it's crazy because I'll be sitting over here. I'll be proud some moment. I'll be like, okay. I was like, I like that. Because I think it was the Zaya situation when the Zaya stuff like first hit, like first started hitting the internet, and you know, and niggas come in the chat. It was just ignorant. It's like, bro, at the end of the day, like, ain't nobody sitting here telling you to be that way yourself, or like that's how you gotta move, but we can't sit here and have any type of opinion on what somebody else doing. It ain't even affecting us. You feel me? Like, it ain't got nothing to do with us. And so many people go ahead.
We not God. For two, we not the judge of a kid. And then for three, that grown man is raising his kid how he wanna raise his kid.
Exactly.
So that's how I looked at that shit, bro.
And that's really all it came down to. Like, you can have all the feelings you want, but to express them and make it seem like you can say somebody else is wrong, that we just don't stand there. And because, and I think for, at least for me, I'm like, we all done seen too much, and we all too smart to think ignorantly like that. Like, I ain't telling you to have a conversation with me. I ain't trying to convince you of nothing, but just like, at the bare minimum, don't feel the need to comment on something that really don't got nothing to do with us. And that, I feel like that's the only thing I can hold you accountable on, is understanding that, like, you are not obligated, nor do you really have the room to speak on somebody else's actions and how somebody else is raising their kid. Like,
yeah, for sure.
That's
what I'm saying. Yeah, no, for sure. I ain't gonna lie, bro. That shit came from college. Just me going to college, meeting different people. Like, I met like some transgender people. Like, shit, I was in class with a few transgender people. Cool people. Gay cool people. People. Cool people. Like,
cool people.
Cool people. Like, no, so it's like,
people, bro. Honestly,
I'm like, saying, so like, humans, like, so like, when it comes to like ignorant ass shit, bro, I have no tolerance for it anymore. Like, I come from the same place that all the rest of you niggas come from. We all have a gay cousin. So what the fuck? Like, we all got a gay cousin. One of our aunties has got a little friend or some shit. And that's a whole chick. That's a whole chick. Like, auntie, you still dating this girl and acting like we don't know. Like, but okay. Right. But yeah, like, shit be shit like that be happening. So it's like, bro, how the fuck are we still seeing a Zaya situation and then sending that to the group message full of homies to make jokes? Bro, that's childish. That's a little 12-year-old kid. We grown as hell. Like, we grown as hell, bro. We didn't been through that. Like, we didn't been through somebody we actually know. Like, we didn't been through somebody we actually know pretending to be straight for a long time and then finally coming out at like this age.
Right.
And it's like, damn, bro, if we would have been cool. Like, if we'd have been cooler earlier, like, all right, you know, like, gay people, you want to be gay, you'd be gay. You know what I'm saying? Like, if we would have said that earlier, maybe that nigga would have been more comfortable coming out sooner type shit. So it's like, damn, shit like that. It just be like, bro, why trip? I'm 25. If I have a kid and my kid just happened to go that way, I don't want y'all bitch ass niggas to be saying that shit about my kid.
Oh, dead ass, bro. Dead ass. Like, you ain't gotta be his uncle at that point. You ain't gotta be his or her uncle.
I'm saying, though.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
I'm saying
that's what it can be. It was even as simple as, like, I think it was one time, I don't know who said it, but we was talking about music. And me and you was talking about, I think it was low-key, like, when Ariana dropped. I think it's something like that. And we was talking about, like, listening to the album. And somebody was kind of like, what y'all get from listening to women artists? Like, you know, like, what can y'all relate to? And I remember it was just like, it's music, bro. Like, I can't listen to a woman artist because I'm a man. I gotta relate to every single thing they talking about. Like, not only do we all, like, you know, interact, you know, at least for us specifically, we all interact with women. You feel me? Like, but even just from a standpoint of, like, I got cousins, I got friends, you know, I got, like, you know, any woman in your life.
My thing be with R&B music is, I like women. And do you not hear how sexy she sounds singing this shit? Like, what the fuck? Do you not like when she sing this part right here and it sounds like she's singing this part to you? Even if it's some sad shit, it's like, damn, baby, I ain't mean to hurt you like that.
You feel me?
like you get what I'm saying? Like, you gotta listen to that shit. Even like, shit, I listen to female music because I might be with a female. How about that? Like, maybe I want to listen to it so I know, all right, I'm not going to play this song in the car when she in the car with me. like you got to know what the fuck is out there. So if she is to play some shit, you like, oh, yeah, don't play that shit. Like, you thought she was funny. You thought she was about to play the song that say, fuck them niggas and all that shit, huh?
Right. Yeah.
Man, skip that shit.
Yeah, skip that shit.
You got to know what to be. You got to know what the fuck be going on out here, bro. You can't just be. But it's at the end of the day, exactly like you said, though, bro. It's music. Like, it got a beat and it got lyrics. So if it got a beat and lyrics, bro, it's a 50-50 chance I might like it. Sorry.
Literally. And a lot of, and they're talented, bro. Like, I mean, above all, like, they're talented. So, like, why I'm not, like, for to not listen to a person solely off of gender, that's just insane. But, I mean, I think it's just crazy. Like, but I think you alluded to it earlier. And, I mean, I think even for us to be where we are now, like, to acknowledge the growth, you know, that we've seen, like, in each other. But to even also be able to acknowledge, like, yo, it's kind of low key, still just the beginning. Like, it's still really like just the beginning of really where we are for real want to be. That's the crazy part to me.
I'm about to say shit. In 5 years, I might stop cussing or some shit, some wild shit.
that'll be a full 180 for you if that happened in 5 years. That'd be crazy to tell that story. Can't wait.
This nigga used to cuss like a sailor.
Like, just cuz, like, it just be like, you ain't even have to put that word there for real. It's just
like, bro, what the fuck is you cussing for?
no, for real. But man, nah, it's crazy, bro. Like, I hope y'all really enjoyed this conversation. This is literally how we talk all the time. Like, that's what this pod is, bro. We have these the conversations we have. If we call each other and end up on the phone for an hour and a half, like, we'll be talking about this, all the other stuff we got coming up. Like, we talk about everything. Like we said, like, we done got to the point where, like, we that open. I mean, we talk about it all. Like, I give y'all the next episode. Like, next episode gonna be trauma. So y'all can take that and think about that and, you know, try to figure out where we gonna take it. But that's just the start, you know what I'm saying? But we take it everywhere, bro, because, like, that's the type of relationship we got. Like, that's the love we got. That's the type of brotherhood we got. So really hope y'all down for that. Really hope y'all, if nothing else, can appreciate the conversation and hopefully, you know, something in what we saying from our story, from, you know, our interaction with each other, y'all can take away and apply in some capacity that y'all feel like is benefiting y'all in the way y'all move and y'all life. So that's my little 2 cents from the pilot episode. What about you, bro?
Yeah, bro, you know, this is really just a peek into our friendship shit. Y'all get to see how real men shit hold each other accountable. Go through a conversation. We can disagree sometimes. Y'all to get to see that just firsthand. Like, y'all, this ain't really too much edited. It ain't really too much. It ain't really too much scripted. It's really us getting on the phone, having a conversation, and wherever it go, that's wherever it go. I don't know what this man is gonna say. He don't know what I'm gonna say. And whatever we say, we just kind of rock with it. So it's like, shit, you know, y'all, thank you for checking in this week, and shit, check in again next week, bro. That's really all I can say.
Thanks, man. Y'all keep checking in because we're going to check in with y'all as always.
Peace. For sure.